If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Jawid, we are talking about the Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas about prayer rules and Islamic laws related to prayer. Is it in fact permissible to offer the tahajjud prayer or the night prayer or nafilah of night after Isha prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to all religious authorities, it is highly recommended to offer the tahajjud prayer or the nafila of night moments before the fajr, the time for fajr prayer. For example, half an hour before the time for fajr prayer is highly recommended. That's the best time, yes, in which the nawafil of night can be offered, or the tahajjud prayer, you know. But
and easy to do so for Muslims during Ramadan, because yeah, they rise up, they get out of their bed, in fact, to have a little, food.
Suhoor.
Yeah, before the Fajr prayer, so that they can also offer their night prayer.
And that's the, yes, of
but,
course.
But it's not very easy in non-Ramadan, in fact, nights.
Yeah, you're right, because maybe the nights are very short, yes, and people maybe they are tired, they are busy doing things, and it's very difficult. Some kind of, you know, it can be very much painstaking sometimes for a person to wake up or to even make an arrangement for the night prayer,
yes,
you know. So for people who find it extremely or very difficult to wake up before dawn, the religious authorities have said that it is permissible to offer the tahajjud prayer any time after Isha. So, like, for example, before going to bed, you can offer your prayer. And, of course, you will earn the sawab of the tahajjud prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is permissible. And even if, for example, if you happen to miss these prayers, you miss the namaz, tahajjud, or the nawafil of night,
yes,
then it is even possible to offer the qadha the next day, anytime on the following day, you can offer the qadha of these prayers, and obviously you will gain the sawab of those prayers.
I guess this is the only nawafil or recommended prayer, yes, that has a qadha.
Qadha, yes.
In fact, for it, right?
You're right.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Sheikh. Is it also permissible for a Muslim to offer his or her prayer with two intentions? In fact, like, for example, making the intention of a tahajjud or the qaza of the fajr prayer?
Mm. This is one of the very frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
Many people want to know whether they can do two things at the same time,
yes,
like offering fajr prayer and also making niyyah of tahajjud, because they, yes, both of them, both tahajjud and fajr prayer consist of two rakats.
Yes.
So it would be very much, it could have been very good if they could make,
yes,
such a niyyah.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the religious authorities have said clearly that it's not permissible to, mm-hmm, offer one prayer with two niyyat, with two intentions.
Yes.
Yeah, no matter what the prayers are, it's not permissible.
I see. Okay. Sheikh, let's take a short break and we'll be back continuing our discussion and Islamic laws related to prayer.
Sure.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islam Gloss on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Jawid, our guest speaker, talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's Islamic laws on prayer. Well, Sheikh, is it permissible for a Muslim to offer the recommended prayers, mm-hmm, while moving, walking, flying?
Yes. it is permissible to offer those prayers while moving, you know. For example, if you are, let's say, on a bus or while you're maybe riding your motorbike, still you can make, you can offer a mustahab prayer. The thing is that mustahab prayers are, you know, recommend prayers. There's nothing mandatory about those prayers. So there's a kind of flexibility about those prayers. So, for example, if you are working, if you are a worker working in a factory, you are working, doing your work. At the same time, as you continue to work, you can make niyyah of a mustahab prayer. And of course, for some acts, you will have to, you know, even if you change your position, sometimes making facing another direction, not the direction of Qibla, that doesn't affect the prayer. The prayer remains valid. And as far as sujood is concerned, you don't have to do the sujood in a regular way, you know. You just can put something in on your forehead with your hand, and the prayer is still valid. It's not necessary to offer, to perform the ruku in the sujood in the regular way. So just to make a gesture or bow your head a little bit to suggest that or to indicate that you are doing ruku, it will be sufficient.
I see. But what about the obligatory prayers? Is it permissible to offer obligatory prayers while moving?
No.
Like if you are in a flight.
Oh, that is something
else.
Or
on a ship.
That is something else.
Yes, it is moving, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. You know, because it's not permissible to miss your prayer under any circumstances.
Exactly.
So when you are on board a ship, of course, the ship is moving, it is jolting, you know. So, of course, you can't help about it, you know. So
not only I'm talking about the passengers, but also the flight attendant are sometimes Muslims from Muslim countries.
Yeah.
The pilot, the captain, the sea person or
sailors,
The sailors, you know, they are where, you know, this is where they work, basically.
You're right.
And they are on a ship, the crew of a ship or the flight attendant of a flight, probably.
You're right.
So what should they do?
Of course, all the religious authorities have said that prayers cannot be missed.
Yes.
Under any circumstances, even if you are on your deathbed, you must still say your prayer. Even if you cannot move your tongue, you have to pray using your eyes and making your and making gestures with your eyes to suggest that you do ruku and sujood. For people who are, let's say, on a cruise ship, or for people who, for flight attendants, or for travelers on board an airplane, of course, they have to pray and they have to offer their prayers in whatever manner possible, okay? Facing the direction of Qibla, they have to adjust themselves towards the Qibla. If the ship or the airplane is moving left and right and the changing direction every few minutes, you know, he has to position himself towards the Qibla. Even if he is moving, but when his body is moving, maybe violently sometimes, he shouldn't recite the zikr, okay? Because it's very much important to keep your body steady, to keep your body motionless, and to keep it still. Steadiness of the prayer of the body is one of the conditions that must be met.
Yes.
As far as possible. But it depends from person to person and situation to situation.
Yes.
If you are in your room offering your prayers, if you are offering your prayers at home, of course you shouldn't move. Even you shouldn't move your hands and legs and your body and your head. So it's very important to be motionless during prayer. And unfortunately, I have seen many of my friends who do not care about that, this very important condition. They move their legs even sometimes, and sometimes they change their legs. You know, they move their arms, and their arms are dangling, you know, on both sides.
Does that make their prayer void?
It affects their prayer. If you are moving while reciting zikr, the religious authorities, including Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, has said that it is necessary as a measure of obligatory precaution to repeat that zikr, to say it again. To say it again. So it's very important to keep your body steady and motionless. Now, when it comes to people, flight attendants, and people on a cruise ship, they should also try to be motionless and not to recite zikr when their body is being moved. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
So they should face the qibla. Qibla is one of the essential and necessary conditions that must be fulfilled.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for your nice contribution to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, signing out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir محيد قدير محيد